to my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. So in my first episode, I decoded the busting buzzword in gut health called the microbiome. When you have a balanced, healthy microbiome, you feel great mentally, physically, and emotionally. However, our gut microbiome keeps changing throughout our life. There are many different factors and triggering events that can affect our gut microbiome. Changes in your gut microbiome results in imbalance between your good and bad microbes, which is referred as gut dysbiosis. When you have more of the bad pathogenic microbes as compared to good friendly microbes, it indicates gut dysbiosis. Or when you have a low diversity in your gut microbiome, then this is also called gut dysbiosis. Imbalance in your gut microbial community or dysbiosis is associated with health diseases. Now you must be wondering, what are some factors that can affect gut microbiome? Well, this is what I'm going to decode in this episode. The health of your gut microbiome is determined even before you were born. I know you are shocked to hear this, but believe me, this is very true. Babies generally develop a healthy gut microbiome if their moms are healthy during pregnancy, as compared to the moms who had complications during their pregnancy. Or if mom continues to smoke during pregnancy, or if she makes bad food choices, then all of this can have negative impact on baby's gut microbiome. The health of your gut microbiome is also determined by how you came in this world, the method of delivery, vaginal birth versus C-section. The birth canal is chock full of bacteria. Newborn babies get their first dose of microbiome from their moms during vaginal birth. During this journey, baby gets completely covered with bacteria, giving it a brand new microbiome. Babies that are born via C-section don't have the same healthy bacteria as those born vaginally. Antibiotics is another big factor that can affect your gut microbiome. Antibiotics are important to cure the infection that you are dealing with. I understand that. But excess use of antibiotics can disrupt your entire gut microbiome. Besides curing the infection that you're dealing with, antibiotics sweep out all the good microbes from your gut and can result in less diversity and gut dysbiosis. There was a study that was done in Johns Hopkins University that showed that it can take up to 6 months for your gut microbiome to get back on track after 7 to 10 day course of antibiotics. Now remember, if you had taken excessive antibiotics in your childhood, but not so much in your adulthood, it can still be a contributing factor to your poor gut health today. The next factor that can affect your gut microbiome is stress. The chronic ongoing stress negatively changes the diversity in your gut microbiome. It promotes the growth of pathogenic or bad microbes and alter the mucus lining of the gut wall, which actually acts as a protective barrier. Even if you have less stressful life right now, but if you have had some periods in your life with chronic stress, that can be a contributing factor to your poor gut health today. Nutrition also plays a huge role in the health of your gut and your gut microbiome. The standard American diet, which is low in fiber, high in sodium, and high in processed sugars and foods, can make your gut microbiome unhealthy. Excess use of processed foods, foods with added sugar, artificial sweeteners, foods with added color, flavor, all can affect your gut microbiome. Remember, the microbes in your gut are vegetarians and they love to eat fiber from your diet. So if you think your diet is low in fiber, start adding more fiber-rich foods in your diet. The good news is, when you start making healthy food choices and fiber-rich foods, your gut microbiome can change as quickly as 2 to 4 days. Isn't that incredible? Some other factors that can affect your gut microbiome are GI infections, GI surgeries, poor quality sleep, or even insufficient sleep. The past traumatic events in your life, like sudden death in the family or an ugly divorce, negative relationships in your life, all of these can affect your gut microbiome and can result in gut dysbiosis. I see clients with poor digestive health in my practice pretty much every single day. Some of these people are confused about how to start their gut healing journey, but many of them don't know what are the root causes and triggering factors for their gut issues. I strongly believe in identifying the root cause to your gut problems, because only and only then you will be able to walk on the right path of gut healing. And hence, the first thing I do is help my clients identify the root causes to their gut issues. If you have still not figured out what are the root causes to your gut health issues, you need to do this first. Sit down and go through all the factors that I talked about in this episode and see if you can pinpoint your root causes. I hope you enjoyed the information that I shared with you in this episode. And also, don't forget to sign up for my free workshop, which I'm hosting on October 1st, called Solve Your Gut Health Puzzle. It's going to be on Zoom, and I am sharing a link for the sign-up page under the notes section. If you would like to take your gut health to the next level, reach my office at 623-556-3886 to schedule a 15-minute complimentary call with me. I would love to help you solve your gut health puzzle. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.